All right, for the next part of the show, we're going to cross to the one and only Hamish McDonald. He's been giving us some amazing coverage from the fire-affected communities. He's in Batemans Bay, where he's been for the last few days, and he's standing on the banks of the estuary there. Hamish, good morning. I've been watching you on television. I was very interested to see what you were wearing, not because I want to offer you a fashion critique, but because you're wearing a raincoat.
Yeah, Tom, it's pretty amazing to see the rain falling here this morning. It's not heavy, but it's heavier than it was. There was a bit of light drizzle earlier, and it's picked up somewhat. It's not enough to celebrate, to be honest. They need a lot more rain than this to do any damage to the fires, but I'm sure the fireys won't be sending it back. The reality is this whole region is still in the grips of a multifaceted emergency. There's still fires burning, active fires down south near Eden, then north of here, closer towards Sydney. Many of the blazes still burning around the south coast. But on top of that, there's the humanitarian scenario. Communities like Bermagui are facing real challenges right now. Community members, as we understand it, are meeting at 9 o'clock this morning in Bermagui, which is effectively cut off by road. They've had no power for days. They are fast running out of food and fuel as well. And so there is an enormous set of challenges ahead for the various authorities here on the south coast. I'm joined by the member for Bega now, Andrew Constance. When I last saw you, it was Saturday morning, you were heading home to fight fires on your own property. How was the weekend for you?
Oh, look, there was flare-ups everywhere in those areas that had burnt out. We didn't want to lose any more homes in the street. We've already lost enough. But look, at the moment, we're just, you know, this rain's a little bit deceptive because the fireys will want to put some backburns in and containment lines in. And in some ways, this type of rain doesn't really help to get those containment lines to the level that they want. And we've got hot weather at the end of the week.
There was obviously a plan to use some of the more favourable conditions to allow the fuel load to burn down. Does this rain actually make that harder to do?
Oh, look, I dropped into one of the sheds last night just at Badalla. They're going to do a hell of a lot of work around containment. But the best thing about this weather, have to get some of them rusted off and get them a break. They need some sleep. And then obviously in preparation for more hot weather. We're only second week into summer, I think, or first week into summer.
For people listening around the country this morning, the first thing you said to me is, I'm exhausted. How exhausted are people in these communities right now?
Oh, they'll lift. You know, we've got to go to a different level now as we sort of in some places entered a recovery. But we've got to get the love and support around people first and foremost. We've got people who are isolated, cut off, some cases alone. And it's all about people at the moment. So the processes and support's coming, but we just got to make sure we get people wrapped up in love and care and support.
This is not a single natural disaster, though, and communities like Bermagui are facing an altogether different kind of emergency right now. Why is it that community is cut off in the way that it is and running out of food and fuel?
There was no formal evacuation centre in there, so obviously as part of that, they were very concerned that they were going to lose all of Bermagui on Saturday, the authorities, and they brought in means and ways to get people out, should that have occurred, but there's still, you know, fairly active fire out there to the west. There is going to be a need for patience. We saw this type of problem in Batemans Bay a week or so ago where supply started to run down. So the authorities are aware of it. You can get in and out of there. I think they've got means and ways to do that. So they'll just got to be a little bit patient this time.
But how is it possible, given all the resources that are being thrown at this and the Commonwealth now talking about the military going in too, how is it possible that you're getting a community like that saying, well, we've got to have an emergency meeting at 9 o'clock this morning because we're worried we're running out of food and fuel?
Yeah, look, they'll get supplies in the same way they did with other communities that were cut off, Hamish. Everyone's just got to maintain their spirits, work together, and keep a cool head. And ultimately, you know, that they will do everything they can to get stuff in there as quickly as they can.
We heard over the weekend the Prime Minister talking about hazard reduction, burning and policies in relation to that. He says that's the thing that he has heard more about as he's travelled around these regions than anything else. Is that what you have heard?
No, what I'm hearing at the moment is people going through the raw emotion of this. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who don't have a home. We've got hundreds and hundreds of, almost in the thousands, of people who can't get back to their homes. And when, you know, there's homes without property and therefore without power as a result of that. They don't have water. There's going to be many weeks before some of those basics are turned back on. A lot of people have had sustained a lot of damage to their places as well, and all this has to be worked through methodically. But the first thing I'm worried about at the moment isn't the politics, it's the people, and they're bloody hurting right now, and it's tough. You know, there's a lot of traumatised people, there's still people fearful, there's still people yet to know whether they've lost everything. And having been down in Marimbula yesterday, there's a lot of small communities south of Eden, places like Kaya to Wamba. You know, there's other places completely cut off. So we've just got to obviously see the authorities work through this today. The weather's being our friend at the moment, and they'll get to people, and we just start to get people wrapped up in some welfare and some support.
I just need to be clear about this, though, because we're talking to Richard Di Natale after this. I mean, is anyone coming up to you and saying we need to talk about hazard reduction burning in the way that the Prime Minister's described it?
What they're saying to me is things have got to change. You know, whether it's too many land managers, whether it's fuel loads, the whole kit and caboodle in terms of the debate. But the main thing at this stage, obviously they're very focused on their own welfare. People are still scared. We've still got active fire later on the week, which could flare up very badly again. But I'd say to the Greens, keep your mouth shut at the moment, because we've got a lot of people who need a lot of support, and there's a bloody big recovery effort on that's going to start to take place. We don't need debates, you know. We need people to be cared for.
What do you and people here make of the fact that politicians of all persuasions, it must be said, seem to be having a political stoush about a lot of the policy matters in the midst of what's a very real and live emergency for countless people up and down this coastline?
Well, I won't use the language, but people are very angry about debates at the moment. That's not the priority. People don't give a stuff about politicians. I can say that because I am one, but they don't care about Andrew Constance. They don't care about Scott Morrison or any Green or anything else. What they do care about is, at the moment, themselves and what their future holds. We've got some communities going to go through and are going through unmanageable grief because they've lost community members. That's tough. And then, of course, we can't start a debate at the moment because we're in the middle of an emergency. I mean, people need to respect that. They need to be mindful of, you know, there's thousands of displaced people across southern New South Wales at the moment. Just have some respect and just be focused on the main game, and that's just getting people supported. I'm the first to say, let's have the debate. I'll be contributing to it when the time's right. But the time isn't right. It's not right now. And it's wrong for Di Natale to be talking about things. You know, just cool your jets, everybody, and just put it into perspective in terms of, you know, the human and compassionate need that people have at this time.
Thank you very much, Andrew Constance, the member for Bega.